boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
As if groceries aren't already expensive enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine them all be taken away from you in a split second.
No, I would cry.
I come home Friday after work. And I wanted to put my groceries away because I had went grocery shopping.
And you stored them all here at work.
Yeah, because I went grocery shopping before work. And then I stored them at the refrigerator at work. And then I had to finally take them home and put them in my own refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with the freezer stuff. And something felt weird about the freezer. Like, everybody has, like, those, you know, bananas that go bad. Because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I'll save it for banana bread. I noticed as soon as I opened the freezer that the bananas were not frozen. They were like mushy. And I was like, something's wrong. So then I look at the ice and I was like, oh, it's melted. This means the refrigerator has not been cold for several hours.
Bad news.
So I had to throw everything out of the freezer, everything out of the refrigerator, hundreds of dollars down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take all my groceries to my sister. Now I store my groceries again somewhere else.
Mm.
My new groceries at my sister's house.
Dude, I would cry, I think. But why? You're lucky that you have somewhere else to put them.
Yeah, we had a big bags of groceries. So I stored it at my sister's house for a little bit. And now everything is sausaged in the mini fridge that you gave us. So that came in handy.
I'm the savior then.
You really are. Because of the mini fridge you gave us, everything is like sausaged in there.
Oh my God, you're like living the college dorm experience that you never got.
I know. I was thinking about that today. I'm like, is this what it's like to be? Because when I went to Kirkwood, I lived in like an apartment.
Yeah.
I didn't live in a dorm. So mm-hmm. I don't know what the dorm life is like. And I've always wanted to know
what it is.
Having your food sausaged in a little mini fridge.
Exactly.
You guys have to be smart. You have to know Tetris very well.
Because
mm-hmm. that's what I felt like I needed to know was Tetris and get everything just perfectly in there.
Then you had to prioritize, like, how many blocks of cheese do I really need?
Uh-huh.
Many.
And then you hope to God every time you open it, it doesn't just go explode.
I'm sad and disappointed in myself because I had a big fail this weekend. I made homemade bagels.
Which you've done before.
I have, one other time, and they turned out so good. I loved it because you know me, I love a carb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the mood yesterday. I was like, okay, I have time. I'm going to make myself some bagels again. But this time I want to do cinnamon sugar bagels.
Have you done those before?
No, I have not. My God, did it show. It was such a fail. I don't know what I did wrong. They were like slimy, goopy, like would not even stay in a dough ball, let alone in a bagel shape. But I was like, okay, I have to commit to this bit. I'm going to bake them and I'm going to see if they maybe magically in the oven turn into bagels. I don't know how it works. Spoiler alert. They don't look like bagels still. They look horrible, like bumpy, maybe kind of like a fritter, baked good. I don't know. And then I got even more embarrassed because my boyfriend Curly's parents came over last night and they were still sitting on the counter.
Why didn't you get rid of them?
I didn't think about it because I was in the shower when they arrived, so I didn't have time to put them away. They were still cooling. And then, of course, his mom, she's always so into, like, what we're cooking and baking and stuff. She's like, oh, my gosh, it looks like you made bagels. I'm like, I tried. I really tried. And she's like, no, they look amazing. No, they don't. She was just lying to me because
it looked like bagels with zits.
Beyond that. Like, I can't even explain the zits on these bagels. But she was like, oh my gosh, they look great. I'm like, no, they don't. Please do not look at them anymore. So that was my fail. I haven't tried them yet because I'm honestly just upset about them.
I think you should try them because if I've learned anything about doing the sourdough is that every single time it never looks right when I make it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this doesn't look like the TikTok I'm watching or the YouTube video I'm watching. This is going to be a big fail. And then every time I bust into it, she's beautiful. Or she
like
tastes
on the
great.
Inside?
Yeah, on the inside, okay. She's beautiful, and she then tastes great. I think you got to do the same thing. You got to do it.
She's going to be ugly on the inside, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's what matters
what's in her heart.
On the taste. I don't know. Okay. Because you already said what matters on the inside is clearly not pretty.
Well, and I know it's ugly, so we'll see. I might just throw them in the way, in the garbage.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So the Grammys happened last night and there was a lot of big moments and then some that kind of like flew under the radar, I guess, and I've seen people talking about on TikTok. So I wanted to go through some of them. Did you watch it live?
I did.
You did?
That's why I texted you and then you didn't respond. So then I thought, oh, she must not be watching.
I was in bed and I was like, what are you talking
about? Well, first off, since when does it go to 11 o'clock? I thought the latest was 10:30. I stayed up too stupid late for this.
Oh, it's because it's out on the West Coast. So they're behind probably.
God, I hated staying up that late.
Yeah, good for you. I have been catching up on TikTok. Obviously, one of the biggest things that I've been seeing against my will is Kanye and his wife Bianca.
I saw that on Facebook and my first thought was Kim Kardashian's back with Kanye.
Oh
my God, that girl looks exactly like Kim Kardashian.
She does. I don't even know what to say about that because I still don't really understand what's going on there or what's not going on there. So I'm just going to move past that, but just know it's literally everywhere. Big moment, Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish walked away with nothing. No awards, which I don't think
anybody... I thought Taylor Swift got an award at the very end.
Did she?
Am I hallucinating? I swear she got an award at the very, very end. Maybe I'm hallucinating.
I'm fairly
it was too
certain.
Late for me.
Yeah, she did not win anything. Billie Eilish also did not win anything.
You're right. She didn't win anything. Maybe. I don't remember.
The clip that I've been seeing going viral, because you know those cameramen at these awards shows are shady. And
what happened?
As Beyonce won Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter, she had a huge night. Obviously, Billie Eilish was up for her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. And after Beyonce is going up to accept the award, they moved to Billie. They put Billie Eilish on the screen, and she has tears in her eyes. Nobody knows why. It can be assumed that she's upset that she didn't win the award. So I've seen a lot of people talking about that, like, oh, she's not going to put out an album for 2 years probably because this just totally crushed her. And whose idea was that to put her crying on the screen?
Yeah, that was rude.
It's just mean. Back to Taylor Swift, though. Before the show, like as the broadcast was starting, people noticed that her and Cynthia Erivo were sharing a seat, like literally sitting on the same seat.
I didn't even notice that.
Because Cynthia was like frantically walking around and the broadcast is starting. So she's like, oh my God, I need to find my seat. Luckily, Taylor Swift saw her looking lost, waved her over and was like, just come sit here until a commercial break. So they're sharing a seat. And then Taylor grabbed her finger like the Wicked, her and Ariana meme that went around about holding space. So everybody has been posting that of them sharing a seat together, holding little fingers, which I think is really sweet. Obviously, huge night for Beyonce with Cowboy Carter. Mm-hmm. She won tons of categories, made a bunch of history. So great for her. I saw a clip a lot today of Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter hugging.
Mm-hmm. No.
They said, hug it out, okay? If you don't know the lore, these two have had, like, this beef that neither have spoken about. They just make songs about each other. Driver's License, allegedly about Sabrina Carpenter, okay? So people have thought that they had beef over, like, past boyfriends and stuff, but there's a clip of them hugging each other last night. This is big for the pop girls. I don't know what it means. I don't know if they're civil. Maybe they're just playing nice. I don't know. But I do think it's big news. And then I would say my favorite thing that I've seen, Kendrick Lamar obviously had a huge night. Every single category that his song, Not Like Us, was nominated for, he won. So 5 Grammys in everything he was nominated in. And if you didn't know, Not Like Us is a diss track. It's about Drake.
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen people on TikTok connecting the dots on is that he's wearing a Canadian tuxedo, which is a whole jean outfit. Who's Canadian? Drake is Canadian.
Oh.
So people think that that was an even more subtle dig towards him. That is by far the most winning diss track of all time. So I don't know what Drake's up to today, but I can assume maybe
working on a diss track.
Or just, you know,
crying.
Having a little cry this morning because I would.
sometimes you mess up in life. And luckily for you, you only have to worry about if there's a security camera watching you.
Mm-hmm.
We got to worry about that. And we always know something's recording us at all times.
Yeah, at all times, which means we don't really get away with, you know, saying the wrong word or mm-hmm. forgetting what we're saying or mm-hmm. anything like that.
It's always being recorded.
Yeah.
And we always have to hope to God that one of our coworkers doesn't use it as like a ringtone.
I haven't thought about that until right now.
Should we pull some of the morning scramble and use them as a ringtone?
Maybe.
Well, in the meantime, here's some of ours that please don't use as a ringtone because we'll cry.
Or do. That would be kind of funny.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
Cauliflower? Oh my God, am I okay?
Was like, well, I don't know what she's trying to...
How do you say that word?
Cauliflower.
You get the point.
Tonight, we're going to see a low around 50. Pretty chilly. Pretty chilly. Well, yeah, but also pretty windy. Wind gusts. Oh. Wind up that... High. 25 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. I don't know where my brain's at right now.
So I saw this podcast clip go viral. Hello, radio. Podcast clip.
Y'all, she get paid to talk and can't even do it. I'm just messing.
We do have a podcast too, so you'd think I know better, but anyways.
You hardly ever blooper, so I get to finally make fun of you.
Redo. I'm gonna start over.
It's trending time with Taylor. Today's it.
No, you go first.
No, you go. Okay. You go first, girlfriend.
Hello. I just forgot what I was going to say.
I was going to say this is me. Do we need to redo the radio really quick?
I was
like, you looked at me, I looked at you, and we both forgot what is
I blame it on you because you were just asking me about my skincare routine, and that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, you know what? That's what we talk about off the air.
No, that's not what I was meant to say. I'm here now. Don't worry. It's Friday. Give me a break. You only need one. You don't have to, like, listen every single day. You just got to catch one.
Was that a sneeze? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
This is some groundbreaking stuff you're talking about here.
I thought I made you cry. I'm like, it's not that deep.
Whoa. I'm so sorry. That came out of nowhere, dude.
Bless.
Just like, it's $5,000.
Anyways, can I get back to this?
Yeah. If I'm not caught up with squid. What is that?
Holy cow.
I think the squid game got to me. And some patchy fog. And then the afternoon should be cloudy, high near 42. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, high near 41. Where am I at? Sunday, partly sunny, high near 53. I don't know what just happened.
I don't know either. It's okay.
My brain was like, and.
Is it Friday yet?
Is it? You know that spinning wheel of death? That was me right there.
That's exactly what that was.
It just kept spinning. And I was like, I don't know.
I'm trying to catch up.
Are we going to do a factory restart? Or are we just going to keep spinning? It got done spinning.
Wait, here we are.
I'll tell you more. 4 minutes. On Z1 2.0.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day? Like every day? It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9. It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel like I've been duped and bamboozled by this weather.
Full spring, I say.
I know. I didn't wear a coat today.
So? Is it cold?
Well, it's only like 38 degrees, and it's supposed to be like rainy and gross, and then 2 days from now, there's supposed to be like ice and crap.
What?
Yeah. Now I keep seeing like travel may be difficult on Wednesday night because we're getting ice. All this weekend, I was just prancing around like it was spring. You know what? I went to the gym and I didn't wear a coat. And then afterwards, because it was warm out and like 50 degrees, I went and got a smoothie. Who am I? I don't know. I'm disappointed. That's what I am.
Well, now you got to bring your snow boots out or your ice boots or whatever you want to call them and get prepared.
Well, I already did the no coat thing and now I blame the groundhog, honestly.
You, what did he see? I haven't found out yet. No one's told me.
Oh, live on the radio. 6 more weeks of winter.
Are you kidding me?
I
literally had no idea. I knew it was Groundhog's Day and I was like, I'll check in with him. I'll see what he saw. And then nobody posted about it on Facebook.
Oh,
I've seen nothing.
I got the word from my mom.
Your mom texted you?
Yeah, in the family group chat.
And she didn't text me?
She must have left you out of that message. Well, sorry.
Well, tell her to put me in the family group chat.
Will do for next Groundhog Day.
I'm turning 30 next. Well, this Sunday. While everybody's watching Super Bowl Sunday, I will be turning 30.
Yes.
And I think it's time that I finally grow up and I balance a checkbook.
Okay, so random.
You know, I just woke up today and it's like, today's the day I balance a checkbook.
Sure.
Don't you have one of those Mondays? Maybe when you're closer to 30.
Maybe, yeah.
But okay, so I have this thought. I'm like, I really got to start be better with my money. I got to maybe balance a checkbook. I've got a lot of like dental appointments coming, especially I'm getting braces.
Mm-hmm.
And braces, they be stupid expensive. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So like, I'm like, okay, I got to start budgeting my money a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So I know where it's going. I know what I'm spending it on. And then I'm just wiser. You know what I mean? Just wiser with it. So I'm thinking I'm balancing it now. So that and I'm not writing checks, y'all.
So you're not going to be balancing a checkbook.
So I don't know what it's called when I'm not writing any checks. Cause I can't even tell you the last time I wrote a check. That was in college when I had to write it for the leasing office for your apartment. Uh-huh. That's the last time I think I wrote a check, to be quite honest with you.
So you're budgeting.
Maybe that's the best way to put it.
Probably.
It just sounds smarter when I say I balance a checkbook. So can you go along with me on that one?
Yeah, okay, I'm hearing you.
So I'm going to start balancing a checkbook. And I want to be so cool and so smart that like after every purchase, I whip it out and I write it down. My sister is like that. My sister Amy, after every purchase, she whips out her pen and her little like literally like balanced checkbook thingy majigger and she writes it down. She's like, oh, spent $3 at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Write it down. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be like that.
Yeah, I envy that because there's so many people that are like, oh, I'm spending too much on this month or whatever. Do you really think that you're gonna like carry a piece of paper around? Because you don't carry a checkbook around.
I think I'm gonna do it at the next morning. Every morning I'm going to look at what I spent and then be like, oh, you went too much over.
Yeah.
Now we got to cut from somewhere else. Okay. I also want to start like, you know, only $150 on groceries and only $70 on gas. And if you spend too much, girl, you walking.
Oh my God.
I want to start being like that. Like the girlies and the adults that like have things. I don't know how people do that. They're like, I only can spend $80 on gas this month.
I just
be free balling over here.
I have a suggestion that I feel like is going to work for you because it's something that I also should do. Maybe when I'm 30. I don't know. I got a couple years.
You'll adult then.
Yeah, I'll figure it out then. Have you considered making an Excel spreadsheet? I know how you are about spreadsheets.
I do
and
love
things.
Me an Excel spreadsheet.
And you can like, I know my oldest sister does this because she's the responsible one in the family. She does have like Excel spreadsheets that have like formulas in there so that you don't have to do any of the math. And then you can just click like get it on your phone and then just see where you're sitting. I feel like that would maybe work for you. Because
I forgot that you could have an Excel on your phone.
Yeah, you love data entry.
I do. I really do be loving to put that data in.
It feels very 30 of you. I don't know how competitive is like too competitive to the point where it's just not healthy at all. Because I feel my boyfriend Curly and I hit that point yesterday at the gym. And I don't know if we can continue to go together. We don't often go to the gym at the same time just because our schedules don't work out. And that's fine because it's not like we work out together anyways. But yesterday we got to go for the first time in a long time. And we both started out on the treadmill to like warm up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to emphasize to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like minding my business, jamming in my headphones. And I notice he's looking over at my machine. And he notices my calorie count is higher than his because I've been burning more, I guess. And we started at the exact same time. Little did he know, I had my incline set at 1 because I wasn't trying to do too much, but just, I don't know, for funsies, I put my incline at 1. And he realized my calories are higher. I'm burning more. So he's looking at my machine and looking at his. And I'm like pointing, like, I have my incline on, dude. It's not, there's nothing wrong with your machine. I thought he was just confused.
Yeah.
So then he cranks his incline to 5. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's how this is going to be. We're 5 minutes into the workout and we're going to do that. So I crank mine to 6 because I had to. And then he puts his up to 7. I put mine up to 7.5. This is all during the workout. And I didn't realize I was that competitive with him, but apparently I am. And then we both go on to do our own workouts. And my legs really hurt today, okay? I don't want to do that again. So I'm not so sure that we can go together and stand, at least stand on treadmills next to each other, because that was supposed to be my warm-up and he ruined it for me because he was making me be competitive.
I think Neighbor Man and Curly need to date each other or something.
Maybe.
Or go to the gym together, because Neighbor Man is kind of the same way, or I think he wants me to be like you in that moment.
I can't help it.
And get a little competitive, but I don't want to be competitive, because we'll be next to each other on the treadmill too, and he'll look over and then he'll point to his calories and like, look at how many more calories I'm burning. Or he'll look at my heart rate and compare it to his. Mm. And then what he'll do sometimes is if he thinks I'm not going hard enough, he'll reach over and he'll start upping my incline. I'm
oh,
like, get your paws over there, brother.
I'd smack him.
I would too.
Swat it away. I don't often get told that the food that I cook is bad or gross, or that my boyfriend Curly or his brother don't like it. But I think I got a worse comment than that this morning. So I decided that I was going to do a little meal prep. I know. Who am I?
Wow.
I know. I wanted to make like a pasta salad and then divvy it up for lunch all mm-hmm. this week. So I made a little green goddess pasta salad and it was amazing. So I was making that this morning and my boyfriend Curly has Mondays off. So he was just hanging around drinking his coffee. And I like had everything all mixed together. I was getting ready to divide it all up. And I look at him and I was like, oh my gosh, doesn't this look so good? Like, it looks so fresh and I'm really excited about it. And he turns to me and goes, well, it looks healthy. I'm like, okay. So you're lying right now. You are saying that it looks gross and that you're not interested. There's a lot of veggies in it, so he's not wrong. It is healthy. But I'm like, you know what? For that exact reason, I'm going to leave you a little bowl of this pasta salad to try for lunch today, because you just really upset me with that "it looks healthy" comment. And then what do you know? Like 2 hours later, once I was here at work, he texted me and was like, so that pasta salad was like really amazing. Like, okay, so are we going to use a different word than healthy next time? Because I thought that that was rude.
Do you ever eat one of those healthy meals though? Like a healthy meal and it, well, first off, you ever go to like a, could be like a fancy restaurant or a fancy event of some sort, and the meal that you get presented or you get served, it looks really healthy, and you're like, oh, this is going to be garbage. Oh. But then you eat it, and you're like, oh my God, how do I recreate this at home? It's so good.
Yeah, I guess
I get
so.
That. That happens to me all the time. I'm like, do I actually like healthy food? Have I been lying to myself and just been eating french fries?
Because it's not smothered in ranch.
So it's my birthday week, and I'm turning 30 this weekend.
That is correct.
And I feel like using and abusing this birthday more than any other birthday.
In like what way?
I want to get as much free stuff as I possibly can.
Okay. I feel like I say this after every like birthday. Why don't I utilize all the free stuff you can get?
I never do. I have never once gotten a free whatever. Like, you know, like, yeah. I think at like Ulta, you can get a free makeup of some sort.
Yeah, you get a gift.
And same with Sephora.
Yeah.
I'm a member. I don't know, like, you got my emails. You annoy the crap out of me.
You just
got
to show up.
Right, and I never do. I got to show up. I want to do it. I don't know when you can. Do I show up now? Should I have gotten in an email? I got to check my emails.
Yeah, I feel like there's a couple day grace period, but it might be after. You're going to need to look. You're going to need to look into the places that you're already, like, a member of, whatever coffee mm-hmm. drive-through of your choosing, because you know you get a free drink. But beyond that, I feel like everywhere has something. You just have to sign up.
I know. That's what I want to do. I want to do some research tonight and sign up for everybody. Because I've seen it on TikToks where like people are like, okay, I'm going to go get all my free stuff for my birthday. And then they come home and they got a haul.
Yeah, they got like donuts and uh-huh. cakes and cookies. And
then free like stuff,
mm-hmm.
not just food. I want my entire meal to be free.
Oh,
start to like all of them, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I think you could make that happen. You may want to make like a separate email though.
Oh.
To sign up for all these
emails.
Yes.
Birthday ain't a lie, but the email, it might be a lie.
I'm just saying, unless you want to be bombarded by all of these after your birthday's over.
Oh, I didn't think about how they're going to scam me, you know, with those like emails.
Yeah, just make it destiny'sbirthday@gmail.com or something.
That's not fishy.
Not at all.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Every so often there is a story that goes viral on TikTok that's a bit of a mystery. Do you remember late last year or last summer, the rug lady who like found a rug rolled up when she was digging in her backyard and everybody's like, it's gonna be a body.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. Well, I got kind of sucked into a new story, I guess, this weekend on TikTok. So basically, it's this guy named Adrian, and he is saying that his mom said he's old enough to have his own paperwork now. Like, he's moved out of the house. It's time for you to, like, take all your files, your important files. So he got that from her because he needed his birth certificate because he's working on getting a passport. So with that, she just gave him everything. She's like, you're old enough. You're on your own. You need to be responsible for these. So he opens up this folder that his mom gives him looking for his birth certificate. He finds a missing poster. Okay. It says missing, and it's a photo of him as a child, but is a different name. Instead of, his name is Adrian. The child on the poster is named George. It says age 5. It says like all the information that he went missing and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you guys, when did I go missing? But that is me. That is my photo. And then he's like flipping through this folder again. And he's seeing, do you remember like when you would get your school photos as a kid, they would always have like the, I don't remember what it's called, Safe Smarts or something. The little cards that they would give you in the case that you go missing.
I still have it.
One of them was punched out.
What do you mean it was punched?
Like
out?
It
always came with like two.
Yeah, one of them was gone, meaning like it had been given to someone, or I don't know. It was not in there. So he's like, "What the heck, you guys? This is so weird. Like, I didn't go missing." The comments are what are killing me on this. People are like, "Were you ever found, dude? I think you were kidnapped. Something like you." You need to call someone about this because this is not right.
You don't call the mom. She ain't trustworthy.
That's what everybody said. They're like, do not call the suspect. Call the police. So then he did an update video because I was like, what is happening here? This is really like, I would be disturbed if I found this in my family files. So he posted an update video and he called his mom.
Stupid. Why would you do that? Don't call her. She's the one who did it.
And
she's lying to you. I don't believe anything you're going to say after this.
I know. He said that they were on the phone for a long time because she was trying to explain what was going on, that it was a big misunderstanding his photo was put on that poster. And I don't know if there actually was a George that did go missing. So then on this follow-up video, again, the comments are right there with you that are like, why would you call your kidnapper?
Yeah, you don't.
And denial is the first stage. And oh my gosh, like people are like, something ain't right here, Adrian. I don't know. So that's pretty much all I have at this point. But I'm like, I need an answer. I need you to like take a DNA test.
That's what I was going to say. Can he take his fingerprints? I don't know if they have the fingerprints of George, but can he take his fingerprints and try to match it?
That's a great idea.
But you don't go to, why did he go to his mom? Because now if she has any other evidence, she's going to get rid of it.
But she
and then we're doomed for the case. Well, the case is doomed now.
It's gone cold.
It's going to go cold. Absolutely.
It's over.
Neighbor man and I have been looking at houses just casually, you know, checking out what's on the market so that when we're ready to buy a house, we know exactly what we want. And yesterday when we looked at a house, we never in a million years thought we would see this.
Oh, no.
And I hope we never come across it ever again. But we were really excited about this house. The thing was, it was a little over our budget, but, you know, you can
counter offer.
Yeah, you can always do something like that. So that was a little like, okay, we can work with this. But I was so excited about the neighborhood. It was near a park. It was near a pool. The neighborhood looked so nice. Mm-hmm. There was kids. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, this is there's life here.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Like, this could be a house for us. We walk in. First off, we go into the living room. It's like, it needs some work. That's fine. That happens when you look at houses. There's always going to be a room that you're like, this is going to require some work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we go into the We go into the kitchen, and the realtor who was showing us the house, she goes, "Guys, do you guys feel like the pictures made it look better?" And I was like, "Thank you for saying that, because yes, I feel like they used a filter on the photos or something, because it did not look like this. The house is completely different. When I look back on the photos, what they ended up doing is they had like furniture in there and they had curtains up, so it was hiding all the flaws.
You got catfished.
We totally got catfished. Oh my God. It was a 10 on the photos, but in real life, it was a 0.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the worst part. So we're going through their house. We're like, this all, when we were in the kitchen, that was only room 2. I was like, this is a no to the realtor. I'm like, just so you know, this is a no.
Yeah.
But let's just keep looking.
For funsies.
For funsies. And also just to make sure we know what we like and what we for sure don't like. Then we get down to the basement, and not even like 5 steps down the stairs, I go, oh God, can you guys smell that?
Oh, not a dead body, I hope.
No, thank God. Well, I wouldn't know what that smells like. And then they're like, what? Instant cat pee. Just the worst. And it was like so bad that we couldn't last down there.
Yeah.
It was the worst I have ever smelled in my entire life.
There is nothing more off-putting than that.
I mean, it was insane. Have you ever looked at like a house or an apartment and you were like, had something crazy like that?
I had this literally the exact same problem.
What? A dead body?
Oh. No, I haven't ran into that, luckily. No, cat pee. Back in college, I mean, apartment hunting in college is always just a bit of a trip in itself. And I was in Iowa City, so there's lots of options and you're paying a lot and maybe not getting the best quality.
Uh-huh.
I toured one apartment. That same thing, you walked in and you're just hit with that smell. You know it, and you know that it's going to take forever to get out of the floor or whatever. The worst part was the current tenant was still there. Okay.
Like chilling in the living room?
Chilling in the living room.
You're joking me right now.
The culprit.
I just made that up.
No, the cat was there as well.
Being on the floor.
And then you know, you feel bad because you're like, trying not to be like, oh my God. But the person sitting there, it smells like cat pee. It smells like the devil's lettuce. It was just like immediately like, okay, I've seen enough, because I just like, whoa.
Why didn't the person who's showing you the house tell him to get out?
Because I don't think they can you don't have to. They have to give you a warning, but if you want to stay and be awkward, then you sure can. But
what were they doing?
Like literally sitting on a computer. It was so awkward. And I didn't.
And
was
you
like,
can't talk trash because they're totally there. Like, oh, wow, well, they clearly have damage to this place. And
even if it's like, oh, it looks a little smaller. I didn't want to say anything, but the smell. The smell.
Kind of mad because Neighbor Man's got very strict rules for Valentine's Day, and I don't like it.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think. I guess I've never done rules, but I think last year we agreed, like, no gifts, maybe.
It's kind of the vibe he's going for. It's not, it wasn't like a dollar amount, like, well, we can't spend more than $50.
Yeah.
He's saying no gifts. Well, I don't know if that meant, like, I'm not allowed to, like, he's not getting me a gift. He didn't say that, but I'm not allowed to get him a gift.
He said, you are not allowed to buy me a gift for Valentine's Day.
We were talking about this yesterday, and I'm like, what do you want for Valentine's Day? Nothing.
Oh.
And I said, no, seriously, what do you want for Valentine's Day? I don't want anything. Nothing. And I'm like, you don't want, like, an object? You don't want... He said nothing. And you know he's really into Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what if I got you something Wile E. Coyote? You love that. He said, no, I want nothing. And I was like, come on, I have to have something. I want to get you something. I want to spoil you. The type of person who I am is I love giving gifts. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the only thing I'll allow is a small box of Milk Duds, and only one box.
Weird.
Because this is one of his favorite candies. And then I'm like, what about can I spoil you to like an experience?
Oh yeah.
Because clearly he doesn't want an object. So I'm like, I'm kind of getting a vibe that maybe he thinks we have too many things.
I was just gonna say, I feel like Valentine's Day is kind of like boo baskets. I know they're fun and stuff, but they're just essentially full of crap, like
exactly.
Stuff you don't really need. So maybe that's the vibe.
And the type of person he is he's always been like, he doesn't want a lot of things in life.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need things. So he said he's down for an experience. And I jokingly said, couples massage? And he goes, yeah. Now, I've heard things from people who say that that is a horrible idea. Don't ever get a couple's massage because it is not relaxing. I've never done it before. I've only ever done a massage for myself.
I've not done either.
But I've heard from people that it's like not relaxing at all. You don't get to talk to each other. It's not fun. So I'm like, do I do this? Because I said it and he said yes, even though I know I said it as a joke. But I'm like, I know people say it's not that fun, but I'm also down for a massage.
Maybe he's down for 2 hours of silence from you.
Well, there's...
It's time for...
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win...
Nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
The goal for Let's Get Quizzical is always to keep it fun, entertaining, maybe make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, it's the opposite. I'm really sorry.
I'm so happy to be here.
I forced you. I locked the doors. You can't get out.
I had no say in this.
Well, tonight's trivia question is about eating healthier.
Woohoo.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
Okay. fun. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Taylor's like, I cut out nothing. The haters, that's what I cut out.
Cut out the haters. That's for sure.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
I bet even the people that were like, okay, I'm going to cut this out this year, they don't want to talk about it because they're sad about it.
Trust me, we are. I miss you, Crumble. I miss you.
Oh, my God.
I'll be back to work.
I will return. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9. The point of Quizzical is to be fun and to make you feel good about yourself and make you forget about your work day or the errands you got to run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ruining it.
You sure are.
Because I'm doing a pretty disappointing trivia question.
Pretty anti-fun, if I say so myself.
It's about eating healthier. Nobody wants to do it. Sometimes you have to do it, and it sucks.
And you don't want to talk about it.
Sure don't.
Yeah.
You'd rather talk about eating French fries.
I would love some French fries right now.
I was
now.
Craving it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Some crab rangoons, too, but we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We're going to talk about how long I've been in the mood for those.
Don't get me started.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 7772 said gluten. I feel like that's a popular one. That would be really hard.
It would be so hard.
I don't think I could do it. Mm-hmm. Although I will say there's a lot of gluten-free options.
They have
now
increased it, which is awesome.
More, but I still think I would have a really hard time doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Kyle said candy. God, Kyle, I'm currently doing it. It sucks right now.
Yeah.
So I tried to tell myself my protein bars are candy bars, and it's not the same. I'm like, this Snickers bar. It's not
a Snickers bar at all.
But in my head, it's a Snickers bar.
Oh, keep telling yourself that. I got candy at my desk.
Nope.
Sorry. 9301 said donuts.
That was brutal when they had donuts in the jock meeting on Tuesday.
Yeah, there was donuts on the table. Donuts, I feel like I easily can say no to for some reason.
Yeah.
Cinnamon rolls, you'd have me. I ate one this morning.
God, that sounds so good. I haven't had one in. Don't tell me it was like more cinnamony than frosting, because that's the best kind.
More cinnamony than frosting?
I mean, like, it's like heavy in the cinnamon and like not that much frosting, because I'm not much of a frosting girly.
Oh, I am. I get my own separate tubs. I don't use that crap that comes in the tube. I like to get my own.
Oh, you talking about you did Pillsbury.
Yes, I did. Did you know you can air fry those things? I didn't.
Okay, wait. Back it up. You getting your own tub of frosting? Where are you getting the frosting from?
The cake aisle.
What are you doing? Like cake frosting for that?
Cream cheese frosting.
Ew. Oh, okay.
I don't want that nasty icing stuff. Ew. Nope. Okay. And I want as much as I want, which is a lot.
And then you air fried it.
I did. That was the first time for me.
And it was good.
You cut it into little bites, which makes you feel like you're eating less.
Stop it. Okay. Sorry. We're talking about eating healthier.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We are ruining people's diets one cinnamon roll at a time.
It was delicious, if you were wondering. And I'm going to eat some more tomorrow morning.
You know how somebody just went skirt and they just took their car to the grocery store to get a cinnamon roll because of you. You ruined somebody's diet.
Air fry it. 350, 3 minutes, flip, 2 minutes, you're good. You're welcome.
I don't know if they're thanking you or cursing your name. It's one of the two.
Either way, both. You're welcome.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
I can't believe you're encouraging people.
I'm just saying it's very easy.
3 minutes, that. Then flip, and then another 3 minutes.
Tell me last time you had a fresh cinnamon roll in less than 5 minutes. I'll wait.
25% of people cut out this food at the beginning of the year in order to eat healthier. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
25% of people cut out bread at the beginning of the year to eat healthier.
I am so sorry if that's you.
If that is you. Is Z102... Oh, wait, where'd it go?
Oh, sorry, my button's not very long.
Bring it back, thank you. A Z102.9 DJ is thinking of you. And we are here for you on the Z102.9 text line. If you just... Where'd it go? Clearly, I've let out bread in my life too, okay? I'm very upset. If you ever just want to let it all out... Thank you.
I pressed the loop button. I didn't know I had that. Go on.
If you want to let out your anger to a Z102.9 DJ about bread being gone, just we're here for you on the text line. 319-200-1029. I mean, don't be mean to us. Be mean to the bread. But we're here to take those texts.
Why would being mean to bread?
Because you cut out the bread.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well... I'm sorry for you. My thoughts are with you, but I am not standing with you because I'm going to continue to eat my bread.
You are standing alone in this fight, she says.
Good luck, soldier.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.